Okay, Rabbis, today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We're holding Yud Gimel Amud Beis, roughly seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah. The Gemara at the outset is very, very simple, but it would be kedai to go back to the Mishnah for a moment just to refresh our memories. Back on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line of the Mishnah, we had a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, when a person is allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema to greet someone. So you'll see on the second line, the Mishnah says, the prakim means bein ha-prakim, between one perek and the other, and perek, remember we defined yesterday, is not only between Shema and Vahoyim Shemoya, and Vahoyim Shemoya and Vayoymer, but also between the various birchois krishma. So for instance, between Yoytzer Or and Havasoylam, etc. Anyway, so what does it say in the Mishnah? Bein ha-prakim shoyel matnei ha-kavod. If an ish mechubad comes in, a very esteemed individual comes in, you're allowed to go and say to him, Shalom Aleichem. And umeshev, you're allowed to respond. Ube'emtza, and in the middle, meaning if you're not in between the prakim, but you're in the middle of Yoytzer Or, you're in the middle of Ahava Soilam, in the middle of Kriya Shema. What's the din? Then Shalom Nei Ayira. Then you can only go and say Shalom Aleichem if the person who is approaching you is a person who's not just esteemed, but unfortunately has the right Chas Shalom to go and kill you if you don't go and say Shalom Aleichem. So, even though in the middle of Kriya Shema you shouldn't be mafsik, but Ayira, then you're allowed to go and be shoyl. Umeshev, and you're allowed to respond. Now, in both cases, in the cases of Prakim and the Emta, it just says umeshev, but it doesn't say umeshev to whom. We're going to address that momentarily. That's Rameh. Then Rabbi Huda Aymer, Rabbi Huda on the shoyl part, says the exact same thing as Rameh. It's just Rabbi Huda starts off with the Emta first. Since we were talking about Be'emtza, so Rabbi Yehuda continues. Be'emtza shoyel matnei ha'yira. Notice that's exactly what Rabbi Meir said. Be'emtza shoyel matnei ha'yira. Umeshiv matnei ha'kovayt. But when it comes to responding, then it doesn't have to be matnei ha'yira, even if it's matnei ha'kovayt, even for a person who is esteemed, even if he's not an absolute, imminent, dangerous individual. And ubit parakim shoyel matnei ha'kovayt. Oh, that's exactly what the mayor said, right? The second line, B'prakim Shalom Nei Akavet, no difference, exactly the same. U'meishim Shalom L'chal Adam, you're allowed to go and respond to anybody. So now, what the Gemara is going to want to know is, what does the mayor hold by the two meishivs? By the case of the B'prakim Shalom Nei Akavet, U'meishiv, V'emta Shalom Nei Ayira, U'meishiv. Because on the Shoyal side, that's exactly the same. The question is, what's on the Meshev side? So let's see the Gemara. Talk to him on the Amid base. Ubiprakam Shomani Akova the Chuli. Meshev Mach Masmai. When Reb Meir says you can be Meshev, what type of Meshev? Elaimim Neakovoid, meaning you're allowed to be Shoyl, an esteemed individual comes into Shul. What's the definition of esteemed? Say the Mefarshim, a Zokain, an elderly person, or a Choshev Talmid Chacham comes into Shul. Some say even a Choshev Oysher comes into Shul if he's an Askan, if he does on behalf of the community. It's a Choshev person. So then you're allowed to be Shoyl Mnei HaKavoid. And now the Meshev, maybe it means Meshev also Mnei HaKavoid. If a Choshev person comes in, you could say Shalom Aleichem, and you can also say Aleichem Shalom. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that part would be unnecessary. Hashta, Mishal, Shoyel, Mabach, you can go and be Shoyel Mnei HaKavod. Hadure Miboya, it's the Chadova Parshat, you can go and respond. Meaning that the Gemara assumes that to be Shoyel, that requires a greater degree of Hafsaka than responding. Why? Because in the meantime, you're now saying Kriya Shema and you're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu to go and allow yourself to take a break and be mafsik in the middle. That's a shtikel ha'ozah. That's not something that is proper. Sure. However, if the person is esteemed, he's a choshev yid, he has to be a tamad chacham, you're being a brokim, no! Then you can go and be shoyim. But if the person is going to stick out his hand to you in the middle of the chafish, you're allowed to go and respond, because if you're not going to respond, it's almost a chutzpah. Person says hello to you. If you remember, we had a few days ago in the Gemara, that a person says shalom to you, and you don't respond, you're considered to be a gazlan. So it's not just a question of respect, the question of acting with derech eretz. It's a question of chas v'shalom and it's a gzeila if you don't respond. So it's a chadav v'poshit. Madach etz b'li Yaakovid, you're allowed to go and be shoyel. Adui moich v'shteitach. If a choshev person says hello, you're allowed to respond. So elamai lechoyra, you have to say pshat and remeir is shoyel b'nei Yaakovid u'meishim sholem lechol adam. That the meishim means that even if he's not so esteemed, he's just a regular individual. As a courtesy, you're allowed to go and respond. Notice, of course, that's exactly what Rabbi Huda said back on the Omer Aleph. Okay, just remember that for a moment. Continuing on by Tiri Gemara. Eima Seifa, let's continue to the next case. Ube'em to Sholem Ne'ayir. In the middle of the parish of Krishma, you're allowed to answer if the person happens to be a dangerous individual. Rashi said in the Omer Aleph, Shema Yargeu, Chas Hashem, you might kill him. And then it says, Umeishiv, again, Meisha Machmas Mai. Ilema Mnehayira. Are you talking about Mnehayira? Hatur Mishal Shol. If you're allowed to go and extend your hand and say Shalom Aleichem, Mnehayira, Adurim Boya Feshtaitzach, if he first says hello to you, and you're not going to respond, Achaz Dosei Lahomis. Ella, what do you have to say? Mnehayakovit. Meaning, Be'em Tashom Mnehayira. If that's the case, then both the first half and the second half are exactly like Rabbi Yehuda did not. We learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, based on the way you interpreted and understood, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda saying the same thing. Everything marks through Mechzabachikhtani. We have to go make a slight change to the Lashon HaMishnah, and we start again. And in our Mishnah it says umeshiv, and now we add the words the ain tzarach loy marshu meshiv. Of course, if you are allowed to be shoyl, then certainly you're allowed to be meshiv. Similarly, ube emza shoyl neayira the ain tzarach loy marshu meshiv. Ah, divra meshiv. So therefore, in meshiv there's really no chiddush, but you have this wolf in the Gemara. The Gemara says zu the ain tzarach loy mezu. First, I'm going to tell you halacha. Once I tell you the halacha, for sure, the other halacha, I don't even really need to address it, but we want to go and give you the full picture. The full picture is you're allowed to be shoyl and you're allowed to be meshiv. Bein aprokim mipnei akovoid, and the emtza, you can be shoyl and you can be meshiv mipnei hayira. And the meshiv is really a double parshut. I really need that only to counteract Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a difference between the two. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Be'em Tashom Mnei Hayira, Umeishiv Mnei HaKovoid, Ubebrokim Shom Mnei HaKovoid, Umeishiv Shom V'Choladam. All our Gemara is now is just repeating Rabbi Yehuda. There's no change. Rabbi Yehuda remains exactly the same. But now we have contrasted Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that the Gavid is Shoyel, everybody holds exactly the same. The Gavid of Meishiv, there Rabbi Meir says Shoyel and Meishiv is the same. While Rabbi Yehuda says no. Once you're talking about Meshiv, you can go downgraded or upgraded, depending which way you look at it. When you are talking about Meshiv there, the Emtza, you're allowed to do not only the Ayira, but even the Akovoid, and the Prokim, not only the Akovoid, but even Lechol Adam. And the Gemara says, don't think that this happens to be a Doichik Pshat. This is Befeirish Abraisa, Tanan Amihochi, HaKoyirish Shema, Upaga Boy Rabbi Oy Godel Haymenu, meaning an Ishmachubon. Beprokim Shoyvum Neakovoy. The Ain Tzorach Loy Marshu Meshiv. Oh, exactly like we said on the Amid Beis. Ube Emta Shoyvum Neahira, the Ain Tzorach Loy Marshu Meshiv. Divere Meir. Yehuda Oyma Beemta Shoyvum Neahira, Meshiv Neakovoy, Prokim Shoyvum Neakovoy, Meshiv Shoyvum Lechol Adam. So, bottom line is, we understand the Meir now perfectly. The Meshiv is really just a continuation of the Shoyl. We're not adding, we're not subtracting. Madach, you can do Shoyl, you can certainly do Meshiv in both cases.
And what's the distinct difference between the two, the Meir and the Yehuda?
The difference is, Agabi, the case of the Meshiv. That according to the Meir, those places where you can be Shoyl and they are covered, you can be Meshiv and they are covered. It says in that of Yehuda, not only can you be Meshiv and they are covered, you can be Meshiv Lechol Adam. And those places in the Emta where you can be Shoyl and they are Yira, says Rameh, you can only be Meshiv and they are Yira. Says in Yehuda, you can be Meshiv even with Nei HaKovot. So each time he adds one more layer, one more darga. Good.
Clear.
Crystal clear. Baruch Hashem. Boi Minei. What's the word over here? Achi, Eichi. Who is this Achi? Who is this Eichi? So there's a Pirush Madani Yomtif on the Rosh that says the name should be pronounced Eichi because it's the same name as one of the younger children of Binyamin. Mupim, Chupim, Eichi, Vard, you have in the Torah. So you have the word Echi. Echi is one of the youngest sons of Yamin, and you have that in the back of the Gemara, in Madani Yomzef on the Rosh. He says that it should be pronounced Echi. Now, what did Echi ask? So the Gemara tells us, Echi was Tamed Ve Reb Chia Me Reb Chia. Echi was one of those that recited the braises of Reb Chia in front of Reb Chia. What did he ask? The Halub of Megillah Maushi Yafsik. Are you allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of Halub Megillah? For the same reasons that we spoke about until now. And Ish Mechubit comes in. I'm in the middle of Halel. The Baal Tefillah is singing and making the ganze noises. And the person comes in. Am I allowed to go and be Shoyim Nekov, Shoyim Nehayirah, etc.? So it's Gemara. Megillah Mau, excuse me, Halub of Megillah Maushi Yafsik. What's the shaila? Mi amrin and kal v'choimer v'choira kriyishma diaraisa poisik hal drabonan mi boya. Madach, when you're talking about a diaraisa, was the chesam and diaraisa the Madani Yomtiv on the Rosh?
I'll find it.
Yeah, we'll see if you find it. Any one to go and find it. Mendo try to find it. Boy, me ne dalit echi. Look, dalit. Dalit echi. Echi pirish Rashi shekach shemoi chaymatzinu bekosev echi v'roish b'mnei ben yomen v'nokud b'tzeira v'chirek. That is echi obrif goras achoy. Here you have take a picture. Oh, he's dalit. Oh, he's dalit over here.
Thank
Danny
you.
Yotif.
Thank you very much.
A friend of hands. Focus on that. Each time, 2 hours. To a friend of hands in speech.
Yeah.
To come down.
You're welcome.
2 hours.
That's you. Guys like you. Yes. So
guys like you. Guys. Come on. Show them their cover.
Talking to you.
Okay, anyway. Yes, exactly. So, what did Echi ask? Echi asked that I don't understand why, by the way, he quotes Rashi. Rashi says at the top of the Omid, Echi kach shemoy. Rashi doesn't say how to pronounce it and where the name comes from. So, Madani Yomdev says it's the Echi Varoish, that was the one of the younger sons of Binyamin. Binyamin had 10 sons, which are enumerated in the Torah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Zokti Marietz. Halu Megillah Maushi Yafsik. V'choy Avakal V'choy Mavach Kriyishmat Yeraisa V'shoch V'chol V'kumecha Poisik. You're allowed to be Mafsik V'yakov V'yayira Hal V'rabonan V'yboisach Hal Megillah Both V'rabonan. Oy Dilma, maybe I should say Persume Nisa Odif. After all, the Indian of saying Hal and Megillah is being Mafarsim to the world all the wonderful things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did for me and did for Klal Yisrael. So that's such a high madrega. Maybe that is considered to be, in one respect, greater than Kriyishma.
That pursuing these should outweigh
exactly. Zayin and Desant.
Interessant.
Zayin. I'm asking you. I'm agreeing with you 1,000%. Zayin interessant. So the question is, can you or can you not be? Amalei, he said, poisik. The ein bekachklum. You are allowed to be poisik again. Nehakovoy. The ein bekachklum, and there is no problem and no issue with that. That is fine. The question is, why does the Gemara add these magic words? Ve'in bekachklum. It would be enough just to say Amalei poisik. You're allowed to be poisik. Listen to ein bekachklum. Zoktach of them, the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is a pirush from the end of the Rif. Many he's probably going to look it up shortly. What is it? What does Rabbeinu Yoina say? Rabbeinu Yoina says that don't think, since it says poisik.
Don't think it says poisik.
Don't think that because it says poisik, then now you can be masik for anything. And you can start chatting about whether Trump will be impeached, won't be impeached, or that the Knicks and the Mets and the Yankees and what's the man, the Al-Aminarish Kaitan. No, the Ein Bekach. If the reason why you're being mafsik is mipnei hakavoy, then bekach, because of that, klum, then there's no issue, no problem. But don't think you can go be poisik willy-nilly for any reason in the world. No, 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 no. If the reason why you're being poisik is because of neakavim, neayira, then bekach, for that reason, there's no problem, no issue.
I thought one of the psuminisa.
No, so
I thought about the psuminisa wasn't an issue.
No.
I'm learning wrong.
You're saying a nice pshat, but that's not the way Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, fine. Anyway, so bottom line is the halacha of Kriyishma, the halacha of Hal and Megillah is the same. That we can go and be mafsik by Kriyishma Me'akovet, you can do that here too. Or you can go and be mafsik Me'ayira, you can do the same thing over here too. What's the difference?
It feels like whenever we say whenever we read the Megillah, Mela, there's such a hakpada to not interrupt and
because of our Gemara, because Bitsum and Nisa. Exactly right.
Okay.
Omer Rabba. Now, Rabba is going to go make a distinction between the different types of halal. As most of you know, sometimes we say ganz halal, and sometimes we say partial halal. So, Omer Rabba, Yom Sheyochid Goyim Behenes HaHalal, Bein Perek LePerek. Those days when we say the ganz halal. By the way, how many times a year do you say ganz halal?
Midrabban.
So Rashi tells us the answer on line number 3. Yom sheyochid goyim behenes halal shechoyvel choladam veim echad v'esrim yoyim bashana. 21 days in the year. How do you get 21 days in the year? Let's go and take first. Let's go find. So you're talking about Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, if you're talking about Sukkis, we have 9 days. Because remember, besides Shmini Atzeres, we have Simchas Torah. That's 9. Chanukah, right, is 8. 9 plus 8, it comes out to roughly 17. And then Shavuos is 2 days, is 19. And then the first 2 days of Pesach is 21. Right? Very good. So there's a remez, if in case you ever forget, there's a remez from Heilig Chassam Sofer, from Parshas Noach. It says in the Pasuk, Shnayim bo'u el Noach el hateva. What's the right for that? Shnayim. Shnayim means 2 days of Pesach. Shnayim means 2 days of Shavuos. Or you can reverse it. 2 days of Shavuos and 2 days of Pesach. That's exactly the same. Now, Bo'u, what's the gematria of Bo'u? Beis is 2. Aleph is 1. 2 and 1 is roughly 3. Vav is 6. Is 9. 9 is referring to the 9 days of Sukkot. And then Bo'u El Noach. El Noach is 89, which is exactly the same gematria as Chanukah, which is also 89. So therefore, you have all the days that you can go and say, you don't like that. Okay, so let's go slightly. If you don't want to do the gematria, just take the word Chanukah. The Ches and the Nun is the same as the Nun and the Ches. Then Chanukah is Vov Chof Hey, which is 31, and here you have El, which is also 31, exactly the same. Good. So that's a remez from Sofer, that the 21 days that we say Hallel, the Gant Hallel. So you can say, what does that have to do with Hallel? Because the Pasuk continues on, Bo'nach El HaTeva. Teva is referring to the words that you're saying in davening. So you're wondering, which words do you say, how many times do you say Gemar Hallel? Shnaim, Bo, El Nayach, all together 21 times. Good. Anyway, so now we're on a roll. Yom Sheyachid Goyim V'Henes HaHallel, Bein Perek L'Perek. Poisek, meaning between each tickle in the Hallel, like we always know, divide between each capital, that each chapter, whatever that we're saying when we're saying Hallel. Then Poisek can be Poisek Neakovoid, or the Emza inside a Perek, and a Poisek can be Poisek Neakovoid, being Poisek Nehayira, like we had Ramey and Yehuda both agree, that if it's Bein HaBrokim, you can Poisek Neakovoid, the Emza Nehayira. The Yom Sheni Yachid Goyim Mesech Hallel, what about those days that were not, in other words, on Rosh Chodesh and on the latter days of Pesach, filled with the Emtza Perek Poisek, then it's considered to be much of a lighter degree of Hallel, and therefore you're allowed to be Poisek even the Emtza Perek. By the way, there's a related question. Does that mean, for instance, we don't even say a Brocha on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh? And that's what the occupies the long toises here on the side. If you want to take a look parallel to our Gemara,
where's the thing? Where's the Erev and Dalit?
About what?
Hallel.
We discussed this Hallel business.
Yes, the Hallel business. Yes.
It's an Amid Beis somewhere. Where's the Erev?
Wait. Yud Amid Beis.
Yud Amid Beis.
Look at the top.
Look in the Rashi. Rashi quotes it.
Yeah. When Rashi quotes the Amid Aleph.
It's an Amid Beis someplace.
You alternate, but you look at the toises. You Dalit Amid Aleph. Look 5 lines in. You see in the parentheses, Perek Beis Dav. Do you see that?
Yeah.
What does it say? Yudamid Beis, right? The two pintlech Yudamid Beis. Okay, now go halfway down the toises, parallel to where we're in the Gemara at the moment, where we're speaking. You'll see it's 4 lines before it says Sukkah in the parentheses. The cost of a machzavitri, kimin she'eni elam minig ba'alma on Rish Chodesh, loy mevarchin aleh, you don't make a bracha on Rish Chodesh on Hal. Anyway, there's a long choice. Do you or do you not make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? And therefore, the Chachilah says in Shulchan Aruch, if you happen to be in a shul, Baruch Hashem, on Rosh Chodesh, where they're saying Hallel, make sure to go and daven together with the Baal Tefillah, and then you can go and say a bracha lahalacha. If you're saying it, however, if you daven the long Shemoneh Esrei and they're already in the middle of halal, then it already becomes somewhat more questionable to go and say a bracha on your own. Anyway, so that's the mitzvah of Mufcha, to go and say with the Olam together. Getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara tells us, Eini, so what did we just finish off? That if it happens to be Rosh Chodesh, or the latter days of Pesach, where you're only saying Chutzi, how are you allowed to be Pesach? Break them out, Eini. Rav Bar Shvo, Ikla Legabi de Ravina. Rav Bar Shvo came into the shul where Ravina was davening. The Yom She'eini Yochid going behind the Sahal Hava, and it was like Rosh Chodesh, they're not going to Sahal. And Ravina saw Rav Bar Shvo, and you and I would have thought, oh, he should go over to him and be shoyl when they are covered. But the pasuk lay, and Ravina just continued davening. Well, why did he continue? Didn't you just say you had even the pasuk? The answer haperek if it's only Rish Chodesh and it's not Shmuas and Sukkis, etc. And for the Moshani Rabbi Shvot, lechoshav alei de Ravina. It says it's got to be an adam mechubad. So everything, of course, is relative in life. If you're talking about a minor league rabbi and comes into shul a major league rabbi, then you should go and give him tremendous covenant and say, oh, chief rabbi, like Reb David was saying earlier today, chief rabbi, this just came in, I have to go over to him, show him the covenant. However, apparently, Ravina did not consider Rav Bar Shvo to be on that madrega, and he figured, okay, I'll greet him right after halal, I don't have to go and break my halal to go and greet him. Right, since we just had now the boimine eichi, who was the Tana Dvei Reb Chiya, Mei Reb Chiya, we're going to ask a similar type of structure. In other words, the question that the Gemara is going to ask now is totally unrelated, but it also starts with Boimine Ashion, who was the Tana Dvei Reb Ami, Mei Reb Ami. So that's the similarity, and you'll see also from the answer that he gave, there'll also be a similarity, as we'll see in a moment. What did he ask? Mashori Vitanis, a person who's fasting. Maoshi Yitoim, is he allowed to be toyin? Now, what do you mean allowed to be toyin? Of course he's not allowed to be toyin. Says Rashi, it means what happens if that person is cooking, or his wife is cooking, and they want to know whether the fish is sweet enough, or it's salty enough, or they put in enough salt, or pepper, or this, that, the other things. So he just wants to do the taste test to see whether it's gishmak, whether it's good. Freit the Gemara, achilu shtia kibul alei, he was mekabel on himself not to eat and not to drink. V'aleka, he's not eating or drinking, because he's only being toyin, he's just doing the taste. Or maybe even anoa is prohibited. And he's having anoa if he goes and tastes something.
If it tastes now, good.
Especially if it tastes good, yeah. Now, this question on the surface sounds kind of strange. You know, you have a tanis and you're fasting. You be toyim, well, what's going on? So toyis in the bottom tells us we're not talking about a normal tanis tzibur. We're talking about a private tanis yochid that a person accepted upon himself. Three toyis in from the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. Hai lishna mashma. The might of a tanis yochid shekibel olav, but by a tanis hakosiv like a tanis tzibur loy does nish. Avada there's no shayla on tanis Esther or asar betevis or time gedalia, nothing to talk about. Avada nish. But if a person took upon himself a tanis yochid because he wanted to have a kaparis avoinis or for whatever reason, a special segula, a special mitzvah, whatever. That question is how far reaching is his kabbalas tainis? Does it even include to ima or not? Amalei, so correct. The Gemara says, "Toyim vein bekachlam." You are allowed to be toyim, and it's not a problem. However, is the person allowed to swallow, or does he have to spit it out? Because after all, to taste it, you don't have to have it going down to the stomach. You just want to taste it with your tongue, your palate, to see if it tastes good. Jogdesis, that's the next choices. Toyim vein bekachlam. Peter shabein echananu. Shechoyzeru poilet, he has to spit out the what he's being toyim. Lechoshev anoa menat ima. Abalei aloi avadanish. Afilu b'shar tanius. Shemachi apoilet ein tzorich brocha sheinenem. That we'll see in the next line. Anyway, so the bottom line is, you can tell all of your chevra that this Daf Yoimi not only learns the Rashi's, but we even learn two full toises from beginning to end. Gamsa zwei toises. Don't tell them which toises. They'll think it's the big toises here, and we just learn these small two toises. But anyway, we learn two toises. And if you bear with us, we might even learn a third one. But getting back to the Gemara, so the Gemara is of Nochamu, that you are allowed to be toyim, but says toises, but spit it out, vein bekach klum. Ah, since it says vein bekach klum, that's another reason, zong le mefarshim, that we put this shayla back to back with the previous shayla, because just like the previous shayla, we said, poisik, vein bekach klum. And you remember, Reb David had a beautiful pshat, but then we brought another pshat from Rabbeinu Yoina, so here it says, toyim vein bekach klum, because of that similarity, that's another reason why this shayla comes down the back. Tanya, how can you take a ride from a braisa? Matemes, a person who's being toyim, ain't it to a bracha, right? A person is cooking in the kitchen and wants to see whether there's enough sugar, enough salt, enough pepper, whatever, and you don't have to make a bracha. Vashari betanis, toyim, the ain't beklaklam. Same thing, it could be toyim. But again, like Toysa said, but in both cases, when you're being toyim, no bracha because you're spitting it out. Because if you're going to go and afterwards imbibe it, if you're going to go and drink it, it's going to go down. Even on a mashu, you have to make a brach. Vashari betan is toyim ve'im v'kachlom ad kama. How far reaching is this? The pami rabasi tami ad shiur reviyasa. Until a reviyas. Reviyas is a fairly large shiur. We're talking about 3 or 4 ounces. But again, the person is not allowed to go and swallow it. Until the shiur reviyas, you're allowed to be toyim. More than a reviyas, even if you're spitting it out, forget about it, you're now allowed to be toyim. And your body, you'd have to go make a bracha based on this. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says on the bottom. Since he's just spitting it out, you don't have to make a brach. But otherwise, of course, you have to make a brach. Right. We talked about giving shalom, being mafsik, when they are kovoid, when they are yira. Says Rav, a person who gives shalom to chaver kodesh ispal before he davened, kilo asoi bama. It's as if he took that person and transformed him into an altar for avodah zarah. Why? Shem says the pasuk. Chidul lachem min ha'adam ashe neshama ba'apai. Chidul means refrain from dealing with a person who has a neshama. Ki bameh nechshavu. Because who is he? Now, Rashi points out, this must be talking about the situation where the person wants to go and daven. Because if he doesn't want to go and daven, why should you be chidul lechem in ha'odem ha'shin neshama ba'apai? You should be have havas Yisrael. You should have havas abriyos. You should makar of people. Why chidul lechem? Why should you refrain? You see, look at the Rashi at the top. Rashi's 5 lines at the top of the Yomit, 6 lines. Chidul lechem in ha'odem kishiyesh lechem lasik. Bekovet ha'mokoyim. If you're about to do kovet ha'mokoyim, you're about to daven, I'll just ask you bekovet ha'odem. Because otherwise, why would the Torah tell us, stay away from other, don't stay away from other people, be nice, be friendly to other people.
Doesn't this associate with the Gemara we had before about interrupting, if you're in the middle of Oseg?
And what you're doing is, that's going to be the Gemara's kash.
Okay.
So says the Gemara, chidu lechem min ha'odem ha'shinu ba'apaykim meh nechshefu, so the Gemara, al tikri bameh. Elaboma, meaning by going and not being chodel. If you greet that person before greeting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're creating a bama. As they land, Rav Shmuel Amar Bameh Chashavtoi Lezeh V'loy Lelekan. Shmuel agrees with Rav, but he says you don't have to change the word Bameh into bama, but learn the Parshim Pshat. If you're about to be Oisik B'Kovet HaMokim Chidul Lechem, stay away from Mino Adam, don't greet somebody else. Ki Bameh Nechshavu. What Chashivas does he have compared to the Kaviyachal? So it's the same bottom line, but without Bameh Bama, he's just saying, why are you being Machsh of him as opposed to Hashem? Frank the Gemara. This is what Barry was leading up to. Masa Rav Sheishes, the Brokim Shoilam, Neya Kavadu Meishiv. And when is this talking? We're talking about in Kriyashma. Rashi points out that Kriyashma comes before Shemon Asrei.
Yeah,
so it's before Tefillah. Yeah. If it's before Tefillah, why are you getting noise in Shalom HaChavera? You don't want to build a bomba, but men Nechshavu. Tegim Rav Abba Mimashkim Lepischoi. The Isser of the noise in Shalom HaChavera, Kainu Shispalel, is only if you go out of your way to go and greet that individual. In other words, you normally walk down the street to go to shul. This day, you decide to cross the street to the other side, where we have no need to go to the other side. And that other side, the reason is because you want to go and say hello to Yankel and give him a baruch haboy, he just came back from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, Yankel Shom Aleichem, Kim Tavosim. No. You have no right to do that before David. Look at David, you can go and give him a hug, and you can ask him what happened, or what did he see, and Vosim. That's all wonderful. If you happen to meet him in shul, yes, you can go over to him and say shalom. But to go be Mashkim Lepischoi, all the way to go, especially to his house, that's the Bameh, that's the Bama that Rab and Shmuel prohibited. But if he comes to you,
way,
I'm sorry?
All the way. What about a short way? He's standing and you're walking by a building and a person is there.
Those are very good questions. I recommend you speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi. For our purpose of our Gemara, we're only distinguishing between that you go out of your way from your house to somebody else's house, or if you happen to be in shul, or if you happen to meet him en route, both of you walking together. Oh, Yankel, I didn't see you the last few days. That's okay, you go out to greet him, but not go out of your way to go and greet him. Next, shikl, skip 2 lines. Rav Yibar Avin, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian. We had this Ashian before. Asur lo li'adam lasas chafetz of kodim shispal. A person shouldn't do any business before davening. Shenema. Tzedek Levon of Yahalech, Piyosim Lederach Piyomav. What's the Rai from this? Rashi says the word Tzedek is a reference to davening. Because in davening, says Rashi, you're matzdikoi leboirei. You try to go and find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and therefore you are engaged in tzedek, and trying to bring tzedek upon you. And only when you're finished with that davening, v'yosem derech pa'omav, then you're going to go on your route to do your chafetzim. Then you're going to go to your business. So, davening first, business second. And Ravidi Barabin says another memory which is similar. We have Ravidi Barabin Omer Bitzum Barashim. Call him Espal Viachach Yoitzel Derech. If a person davenes first and then he goes to business, and Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisel Chafetz, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give him Siyat Dishmai. Shnemek says in the Pasik, Tzedek Lefan Vihalech, Viyosim Lederech Pomer, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Mesim Lederech Pomer. He's going to help out in that person's chafetim, in those person's gishaft. Good. So you see the importance of don't do business before davening. We're 6 lines from the bottom of Yud Dalin Omer Aleph. Kalalon Shivas Yom Bolei Chaloyim Nikra Ra. If a person sleeps 7 days straight and he doesn't have a dream, Chas V'Shalom, that's a bad omen. That's bad. Shenema, considering the pasuk, V'Saveya Yolin Baliyipokid Ra. V'Saveya means when the person is zat, the person is satiated, and he goes to sleep, Baliyipokid Ra, he doesn't have to worry about bad things. Now, what does it have to do with halon shivas yamim? Says Imur al tikri soveya. Don't say a person who is zat, who is satiated. Ela sheva. So therefore, the sheva yolin. If a person sleeps for 7 days, bal yipokid, and nobody has come to visit him in a cholim, chas v'shalom ra, that's a bad sign. Why is it a bad sign? So if you look at the last Rashi, says Rashi al tikri soveya ela sheva, sheva yolin. Bal yipokim in hashemayim becholim. If he has not been, no messages come to him in hashemayim in a dream. Harihu ra. Lekach ein mashgichim lefoktei. It looks like Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't even care about that person. You know, let him sleep another few days. I could care less about him. So now, probably many of you think, but I go through a whole bunch of days without dreaming. So the Grois Mevinim said that everybody dreams almost every single night, but by the time we wake up, we forgot that we had even a dream. Okay, but the bottom line is that you always want to feel a relationship with Hashem. So Hashem kind of sends you a little kiss, a little message every time he sends you a cholim. And if you went 7 days without a cholim, then it's not a good simon, according to the Gemara. He learned pshat in the posik differently, not about sleeping 7 days without a cholim, but rather he takalin v'saveya, a person who is zat, who satiated, not satiated because he ate tremendous amounts of franks and french fries, but kol hamesvi'a atzmo midivrei Torah v'lon. If a person goes to bed at night and Baruch Hashem, he's filled himself up with tremendous amounts of learning, oh, then Chas V'Shalom, Baruch Hashem, there won't be any Psuris Rosh. The Saveya Yolin, you go to sleep full and Saveya from learning, by the Pocket Raw, that's the best Shmira, you have nothing to worry about. Elohim Ben Aprakim. Back to our Mishnah, we said, what is the definition of Ben Aprakim?
Let's call that Aprakim.
Now, the easy ones are between Yoytzar and Havaraba, or between the end of Havaraba and Kriyashma, first parish of Kriyashma, between the first and the second and the third. So now the question is, what about between the third and then Emes V'Yatzim? So in our Mishnah, we had a Machlekes. It said in the Mishnah, Ben Aprakim, Ben Brach Rishon, Lishniya, Shniya, Lishliya, etc. And then it said, Ben Vayoymer, the Emes V'Yatzim. In other words, you finished off Ani Hashem Olekechem, and then a chosh of a person comes in, you're allowed to greet him between there and the words Emes V'Yatzim. If you just say, no, then you give him Emes V'Yatzim, lo yatzim. No, when you get Hashem Olekechem, or Emes, no break, you just continue on, you're not allowed to be Masik. Now what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is so strong about this Emes V'Yatzim? Now remember everyone, that actual real parsha of Krishma ends off Ani Hashem Olekechem. It doesn't end off Ani Hashem Alekechem Emes. We add the word Emes, as we'll see in a moment, based on a pasuk that's going to be quoted on the Amud Beis. And therefore, that's why whenever we finish, we say Hashem Alekechem Emes. But really, the pasuk ends off in the Chumash, Ani Hashem Alekechem. Okay, so now, Rabbi Yehuda said, between Alekechem and Emes, don't break. So we pass on like that. Don't break. Where does Rabbi Yehuda come from? It says in the pasuk, "Vashem elikim emes." This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, it's quoted here in Ois Aleph, and therefore since it says Hashem Elokim Emes, then that means don't be mafsik between Elokeichem and Emes. Why did Amshi Knesset Doyle add the word Emes to Ani Hashem Elokeichem? So the Mefarshim, because the essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that he is the Emes. And therefore, that's not even just a title, that's his essence. So we add the word Emes to Hashem Elokeichem. Aha. Okay. So now, in other words, we all say when we daven Hashem Elokeichem Emes, we wait patiently for the Baal Tefillah, and then after he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, how do we start off? Do we start off Emes V'yatziv, or do we start off just V'yatziv? And guess what? Yes, you should repeat it. Rab Omar, no. You already said Emes before, now you start off V'yatziv Nochid. Ha'ud Nochid came to Rabbah. Remember, Rabbah said, don't repeat the Emes. There was a Baal Tefillah that went in front of Rabbah and davened in front of it. Shami Rabbah, the Omar, Emes, Emes, Trezimli. That in fact, he finished off Hashem Lekechem Emes, and then he said Emes V'yatziv. Rabbah was not impressed. And Omar Rabbah called Emes, Emes, Tafsilahai. This person of Tzachon Gechapt in Emes. The Emes has grabbed hold of him so that he's now streaming with the word Emes. It's of course an expression. What Rabbi meant to say is that one Emes would have been enough. You don't have to repeat Emes twice. Omer of Yosef. Kama ma'al Yehosh Meitzah. Tuchi Osa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omer. Rav Yosef says the following member that we're going to quote in the Gemara, which was a minig in Eretz Yisrael, says Givaldik. Kama aliyah. So Givaldik. What happened? The Chiyos of Shmuel by Yehuda Omar, Amri Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they say Arvis and Marav. Now remember, we of course every time when we say Krishma, we say three parshas. The third parsha is the parsha of Tzitzis. Now the parsha of Tzitzis is not noig at night because we don't put on Tzitzis. Yes, of course you can wear Tzitzis at night, but there's no chiyuv of wearing Tzitzis at night. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they felt, you know what, we can leave out most of the third parsha, and we can abbreviate it. And how did they say it? They said, Davam Nei Yisrael Yimata Leem, Ani Hashem Lekeichem Emes. So they took out 90% of this parsha and they left it out. And says Yimara, oh, does that grace him mal? Oh, kama mal Yusa. So to Yimara, Amalei Abai, my mal Yusa. Was this a grace of the mal? You shouldn't go and start a posik or start a parsha. Vim hischil goimer. Don't start something, but once you start it, you gotta finish it. So you started now the parsha of tzitzis. You started saying davening Yisrael Marta Lehem. What would you say, of course, after that? Vasul Lehem tzitzis. So once you start, you gotta finish it. You can't stop in the middle. So I don't see the grace of Malach. But he's saying that maybe you're gonna tell me Vimarta Lehem. Lo yhav yeschola. Vimarta Lehem is just like the Hagdama. We haven't even gotten to the substance of the parsha of tzitzis yet. The substance starts after that, Vasul Lehem tzitzis. Till then, Vimarta Lehem, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have been talking about Tvilin, could have been talking about Shabbos, could have been talking about Chazer, could be talking about anything. So the real essence only starts on the Vasul Lehem tzitzis. So you can tell me, Vimarta Lehem, Hav yeschola. Vim Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Omerav. Davav Bnei Yisrael, Loi Hav yeschola. Just Davav Bnei Yisrael, you're right, that's the introduction of Vimarta Lehem. Now we're getting into it, that are Hav yeschola. So once you start it, don't you have to end the entire parsha? Amra Papa, Kasabi Marava, Vimar Talim, Namilei Haviaschola. That's all to not a schola. That's all to only preparatory, that's only preface, only introduction. The Amr of Yoshalem says, oh, now he said the. Good. Amr Abaye, Hilkach, therefore says Abaye, based on what we just heard now, Anan, we in Chutzlaret, Aschuli Mischalina, we're also going to start off the same way. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael they started it off. However, the Kivin Daschalina, we in Chutzlaret, we disagree like with the B'nai Marava. Exactly. We do not hold like the B'nai Marava that they said that for Osulham Tzitzis, that's the Haskalah. We hold the Haskalah is already in the Amarat Aleim, and they're from Mignam Gamri, and that's what we're going to finish it off to. The Amarav Kana, Amarav, Liyasa, don't start. If you started going, then you have to go and finish. We have a big, big prayer. Mendy, you want to ask something? Very good. Oh, I was expecting you to ask that, Mendy. And my Mendy asked is that any time that Moshe Rabbeinu said a pasuk, we're not allowed to go and split it in the middle unless Moshe split it. And in fact, if you remember back on the Yud Beis, on the Beis, we didn't say just a pasuk. We said the whole parsha of Balak. That the reason why we don't say the whole parsha of Balak is it's too long. Let's make the Gemara. So let's just cut it down, and just like the pasuk, Kodesh Shachav Kari Chalavi Mekimenu. He can't do it. Why? Because called Parsha, the Paske Moshe Rabbeinu Paskina, the Loi Paske Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Paskina. How can you go and take a whole Parsha of Krishna? How can you do that? I'm the Parsha.
So,
so the Ritzvah asks this kasha, and the Ritzvah says something fascinating. Rabbi Yitzchak, like, you'll fall off your chairs when you hear this. Fascinating. What's the problem?
Another pasha on the whole.
What's another pasha?
Another
pasha. Another exactly. How'd you get it? We're going to find it. Hope we're going to try to find it. This is the Goyish. It's a Chemush Meshvet. Yeah, okay. Let's see, try to find it. See, it impacts us all. It's a design. But the first pasha or two. We're going to try to find it anyway. It's 12. Okay. Zion. Could be that one. Maybe Yud Zion. It looks to Mendy. Cook right so. Oh. Okay. Yeah, it's there.
What is it for?
So don't be nervous. Can I borrow your Gemara for 1 second, Rip Simcha? Thank you.
Oh. Well, the Goyish is firm, right? Oh.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Ah.
No. That's cool. It's a copyright issue. I don't want them chasing me for diagrams, maybe, but not text.
Oh, 18. Thank you. So we get to Parshas Achrei Mois, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Beis, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yomart Aleihem. Ani Hashem Alekechem. Next pasuk is Kimasi Eretz Yisrael Mishchaftim Ba. Oh, this pasuk that they quoted of the Kriya Shema, this is an entire pasuk.
It's not Pasha Kriya Shema.
Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem Ani Hashem Alekechem.
Ah, very smart.
That's what it's pasuk.
Good.
So therefore, you don't have a problem of the Loi Paskinan, because there is a pasuk exactly like that. Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem Ani Hashem Alekechem. We add Emes. We add Emes at every time we finish Krishna.
It comes to Pasha Krishna at the time. But we confront the Sennach against the time.
We don't have the problem of being our choice. We don't have a problem. This is very good.
This is good.
It's a Ritva, Harisha. Ritva says, I'm sorry, what's up to you?
Didn't we say the whole reason why you say the third parak is for Zephyr season's rhyme? So you're defeating the purpose.
In Akwe Mois, there's another
pasuk. So you're asking the question.
But since Kamas Eretz Mitzrayim is the next.
Stop. Thank you for asking the question. We're going to ask that momentarily.
The pasuk is complete.
Okay, so Ritva. I'll show you to them. It's good that you went out, so we have enough time to look out. And we've simply helped us out with this Gemara. That's the whole passage. Just take answers, so you know. That's the answer to your question. Good. Anyway, Zokti Mori is right. We have Mendo, we miss Chil Goyma, right? Chiyah Barav, right? At the beginning of the line. Chiyah Barav, halfway down the office. Chiyah Barav Omar. Yeah, everything good? Chiyah Barav Omar. Omar Ani Hashem Lekechem. Tzorech Loimer Emes. Omar Ani Hashem Lekechem. Ein Tzorech Loimer Emes. What the Gemara is telling us is, if you say the third Parsha of Krishna and you end off Ani Hashem Lekechem, then you have to add the word Emes. And if you didn't say it, you don't have to add the word Emes. I don't understand what that means. And of course, the whole business is based on the top pasuk that we quoted from Yirmiyah. If you say Hashem Lekechem, you add the word Emes. If you don't say Hashem Lekechem, if you didn't say it, you didn't say it. The Pshat in the Gemara is not adding the word Emes. We're talking about saying the parasha or the bracha of Emes Ve'amuna. That if you said the third parasha of Krishma, of parasha of Tzitzis, then you have to add on Emes Ve'amuna and the whole next bracha. But if you didn't say the third parasha of Krishma, you don't have to say Emes Ve'amuna. I don't understand what you're talking about. The whole reason, one of the reasons, and Jake just asked this a minute ago, how do we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Gemara said there are five or six reasons why we go and say the third parsha of Kriya Shema and the parsha of Tzitzis, because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and because of Tzitzis, and all those things. Exactly. So you have to say it. If you're going to leave it out, because it's parsha of Tzitzis, at least you say Emes Ve'amuna. Because Emes Ve'amuna, you also say, Amar Rabbana Ben Gizri Yamsev, Hesrei Famous, and Emes Ve'amistiba, for Rabbana Gurasa, Shub etc. That's also talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you're going to leave out both of them, you're saying, if I didn't say Parashat Tzitzis, don't bother saying Emes Ve'amuna, but by the way, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, how do you know you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'Leilois? That was a Mishnah. Maskei Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'Leilois. Amar Blazer Ben Azaria, Mit Ben Zayma, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Ba'Leilois. You're missing it. That's Ikr Chosim and a Seif. What are you going to do about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Everything Gemara, do Amahachi. After all, we're talking about a person who's abbreviating his Mariv, like in Eretz Yisrael and Marova. You have to add the following: the Amar Hachi, Moedu Benachnu Loch Hashem Alikenu, Shoytzisanu Meretz Yisrael, Uvtisanu Beis Avodin, Ve'al Brischa Shuchsam. No, that doesn't say that. Ve'asis Alon Nisim Ugvuris Al Hayom, Ve'sharnu Lecha. Therefore, you take the entire parish of Tzitzis and the entire Emes Amunah, and you truncate it into these three lines, where you have been Maski Yetzias Mitzrayim Belayli, Tzitzisanu Meretz Yisrael, etc. What is this V'sharnu Lecha? V'sharnu Lecha means we sang to you. What did we sing to you? So Rashi says, you continue from there. Micha Moicha. See, if you look at Rashi, V'sharnu Lecha, Rashi is about 50 lines from the top of the Amud, 10, 12 lines into the narrow lines. V'sharnu Lecha, Micha Moicha Be'elim, V'chuli, Malchus Hora V'necha, Adgar Yisrael, V'hashkiveinu. Oh, so we've taka left out that long, long Emes V'emuna Parsha, but right after we say V'sharnu Lecha, we go straight into Micha Moicha Be'em Hashem, Micha Moicha Nedav HaKadosh, which of course is part of the Shira, and that's the V'sharnu Lecha that we say. Right, we go back to our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Karach Halama Kadma Parsha Shema. Now, what was the reason why we say Shema first, and then Vayim Shemaya, and then the third Parsha of Tzitzis? So, we had it in our Mishnah. Well, what's the reason why, Rabbi Simcha? Oh, so Rabbi Simcha reminds us, if you look in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, fourth wide line of the middle wide line, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Karach Halama Kadma Parsha Shema, Vayim Shemaya, Tzishikabel Olav Oil Malchus Shemaim Tchila. You have to Shemakecha, Shema Yisrael, Oil Malchus. Now, why did you go? That's a thing that's 24 hours. Because Vayomer, the essence of Vayomer is the Tzitzis, and Tzitzis is only by Yom. Ah, okay, so the difference is this is Ol Malchus Shemayim, this is Ol Mitzvahs, and it's the whole day, and the third one is just the mitzvah of tzitzis, basically, and that's all you know you get at. Okay. But now the price, we have a totally different reason. You know why it's the right thing to do Shema before Vayim Shemaya? Shezeh lilmaid, vizeh lilamed. Because Shema talks about lilmaid. Now, where does it say lilmaid? Says Rashi, because it says in the first parash of Krishma, vishinanta lilanech, vidibarta bam. Vidibarta bam means lilmaid. You're going to speak about the words of Torah. That's lilmaid. However, the second parash of Vayim Shemaya is lilamed. Oh, so you have to go and teach your children. So that Lilmoid comes before Lilam. And then we continue on. Vayim Shemoyah comes before Vayim Sezimar. Shezeh, not Lilmoid, because we just said Vayim Shemoyah is Lilam. So therefore they change it on the side. Shezeh Lilamed, Vizeh Lasois. Because Vayim Shemoyah is Lilamed. That's Limadat Moisim Esvenechem Limud. And then the third parasha, which is Tzitzis, V'osu Lehem Tzitzis, that's Asiyah. So of course, first you have to learn, then you teach, and then you do the Asiyah. Frank to Yomara, 1 second. Otu Shema, Lilmoid, Ispey, Lilamid, V'lasis, Lespey. Shema only is Lilmoid, no Lilamid, and no Lasis, what's it? Vishinantum Levenecha, Livonecha. What means Vishinantum Levenecha? Go and teach Torah to your children. So therefore you have Lilame. And then it says Ukshartum Loisayadecha. And then it says Uksaftum Amuzuzuzbecha Visharecha. That's all to Asiya. So in the first parasha of Krishna, it's not only Lilmite, it's Lilame and all to Lasis. Misu, Vayim Shemoya is Lilame, who the Ispe, Velasis, Lespe. In Vayim Shemoya, all to have Lasis. Voksiv, all to Ukshartum, Uksaftum. So therefore you have both. You have the Lamed, and you have the Asiyah. So Timari, you're right. We have to go and change Reb Shimon bar Yochai slightly. Make a slight modification. El Hachi Kamer. Bedenu shetekadeim, or tchataktim, shema voyim shemoya. Why? Shezeh lilmoid, ulu lamed, the lasois. You have a dibar tabom, which is lilmoid. You have shinantu luvanecha, which is lilamed. You have dukshartu mixavtum, which is lasois. Voyim shemoya leviyoymer. Shezeh yeshba lilamed, the lasois. Voyim shemoya has lilamed. That's for lamad tamoisin espenechem. It has dukshartu mixavtum. That's lasois. Voyimain ba el lasois. But the whole essence of tzitzis, that parsha doesn't talk about lumen lamed, it talks about also tzitzis, the gabi the asif. Prakti Mark. The Shtickle Torah that we just sent out was beautiful. The type of Reb Shimon Karcha, we had Reb Shimon Karcha. You remember Reb Simcha said so beautifully that Reb Shimon Karcha tells us that the first parish is about Kabbalah, Spil Malchus Shemaim. So what's wrong with that? So you want to know, that's also fine. Chodav Yoy Krama, that's what Reb Shimon Yechoy is telling us. There are two good reasons. Chodav, like we said, Amishik, Lishiav, the Kabbalah, Lawal, Malchus Shemaim, Tchilah. The Akachi Kabbalah, Olav, Olmitzis. The Oy, Mishim, Ispe, Hani, Mili, Achronai, so we have a second reason. So, not that we're excluding the first reason. They're not mutually exclusive. These are both wonderful, wonderful reasons why we have that order of Shema, Vayim Shemaya, and Vayim.
Giving forward the Gemara's last question, why do you think Asiya is worse than learning? Asiya should be the
Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is so prized.
You think Asiya should come before?
Yeah, Asiya, you're doing it instead of learning.
So you have to look at the Rashi, but the Rashi suggests the reason is because to be able to do the Asiya, you first have to know what you're doing. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to tell the person to make tzitzis, he's going to start taking the strands of wool and he's going to go push them, mish them up and down. So first you have to do the lumid, you have to learn to get to the degree of the lamid to be able to teach and to know what you're doing, and then asiya, then you can actually do it. If you do asiya before you learn, then oh, sorry, you're a good tarai. Lumid v'lasim v'kayim, exactly right. Shkoich. So it's all to the pasuk odom le'omol yulad. And the darshan la'omel means lumoin almanas lases. Odom, person was created. Odom la'omel yulad. Why was he created? La'omel lumoin almanas lases. First to learn, and then to do what you got to do. Okay, zokti moravaita. Rav mashiyah. The Rav washed his hands. V'kora krishma, and he learned krishma in the morning. V'anach tefillin, and then he put his tefillin on. V'tzoli, and then he davened shmoneser.
So he made
Please, bear with me one moment. The kash of the Gemara Vehechi Ovid Hachi is, why did Rav first say Krishma and then put on tefillin?
Right.
He should have put on tefillin first and then line Krishma. Now, you're telling me, why should you put on tefillin first before lining Krishma? So you're not supposed to go and tell the person the end of the story and then take away all the intrigue. But we're going to do that over here, so you'll excuse me. If you look at the last two lines on our Amid, go all the way down to the bottom. Omar Ula, two lines on the bottom. Kolakoyde Krishma b'loy tefillin, kilameyid eidah sheker v'atzmai. A person who says Krishma without wearing the tefillin, it's as if he's saying eidah sheker. And then we have Omar Priya Barab, Omar Biyochan, kilayikr v'oyle b'loy mincha, zevo b'loy nesachim. You got to put on tefillin first. And then say Krishma, and not say Krishma without tefillin. Why is that an Eidah Sheker? Because Krishma says, Ukshartam lois hayidecha, put the tefillin on. I didn't put the tefillin on. That's what the Krishma is telling you to do, put on your tefillin. Oh, so you put in your tefillin first. So the obvious question is, why did Rav lay Krishma first and then put on the tefillin? And that's what's going to take us for the next few moments, few minutes. Praytim abeichet om dehochi batani ava braiso, ha choyfer kuch lemeis bekever. You have a person who's a member of the Chevra Kadisha, or he's a grave digger, and he has to go and cut out a kuch. A kuch is a catacomb inside a cave. In other words, he has to make a mokum cave or nebuch for a nifter. So, we learned that a few days ago, that if you're oisig b'mitzah, you're potter. So he has to go dig out this grave nebuch. It's a very grave situation. Person passed away. We have to bury him. Okay, so he's potter. Krishma, tell him, and tell him. All the mitzvah call mitzvah, the Torah. Now, he gives man Krishma, and Krishma hits. In other words, now this man, oile v'noitel yodav, get out of the kuch, go and wash your hands, and v'niach tefillin, put on the tefillin, v'kari krishma u'mispal. Now, the immediate kasha that we have is initially on Rav. The Rav said krishma first, and then put on tefillin, and here I see that you put on the tefillin first, v'niach tefillin, and then he was kari krishma. But before we even address that kasha, the Gemara says, but I have an internal inconsistency in this braisa. Because the braisa begins, if you're choyfer kuch, you're part of the krishma. Obviously, it means that this man krishma hit, otherwise, why would you talk about, if it's the middle of the night, you're not going to say the krishma shal shachris, or if it's the middle of the day, you're not going to say the krishma shal arvis. So the part of the krishma means that it's his man krishma, and you're part of it. And yet the Braisa says, he gives man krishma, go and say krishma. And also min tefillin. It says you say tefillin. So what's going on? Hagufa kasha reisha oma potter v'seifa chayim. The Gemara kasha doesn't mention the shver. Seifa betray v'reisha b'chad. Even though the Braisa is silent, you have to say that the Seifa is talking about that there were two grave diggers, and the reisha is talking about that there was only one. So if there's only one, He's the only guy in town. He has to dig and dig and dig. I'm sorry, it's Zman Krishma. I'm sorry, it's Zman Tefillah, but he's Oisim Mitzvah. He's off the hook. But if you're two people, then you do a rotation. Yankel, you go first, and then Beryl, you go second. Okay, so that answers that kasha. Mimakomokam kasha le Rav. Why did Rav first say Krishma and then put on the tefillin? Everything mora. Rav Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha svirle. He holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha. Who's Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha? The one that we just had now. The omer oil malchus shemayim tchila v'yach kach oil mitzvahs. First you do the oil malchus shemayim and then you do the oil mitzvahs. Oil malchus shemayim is saying Krishma and then the oil mitzvahs he goes and puts on the tefillin. Freiti mora ve'ema the omer Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha lahatim kriya. Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha was saying in our Mishnah is that you have the choice of the three parshias. Which one should you lay first and which one should you lay second and third? So the kriya of the Ol Malchus Shemayim comes first and the kriya of the Asiyah comes second. But go and say kriya before Asiyah when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says put on your tefillin and then go and lay Krishma. We didn't say put on go and lay first and then put on the tefillin. Mishavas said that we didn't hear from Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha. Vesu misavalei Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha. Does he even hold like that, Rabbi Shimon ben Korcha? V'omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi. Rav Chiya bar Ashi tells us first hand testimony. Zimnan Sagiyan Avakim in the Kamdi the Rav. There were a number of occasions that I was in front of Rav. And what did Rav do? Umaktim umashi yodi. He washed his hands. Umavarech. And he said, Birchas HaTorah, Umasil and Pirkin, and we had a shear, we learned. Umanav Tefillin, and he put his Tefillin on. V'hadakari Krishma. Ah, so you see, he put on the Tefillin first, before laying Krishma. So don't tell me he learned like Rav Shimon Korcha, and he's supposed to be Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim first, and then put the Tefillin on the Asiyah second. He did the Asiyah first, he did the Tefillin, and then he laying Krishma. Therefore we have no Astira, Rav and Rav. The first Rav at the top says the Rav Mashi Yodi Kore Krishma Vanach Tefillin, and here Rav Chiya bar Ashi says that Rav first put on Tefillin and then he learned Krishma. So what's going on? But he's going to tell me what is man Krishma? Ah, I have a very easy answer. Rav Chiya bar Ashi's case is a situation where he put on the Tefillin before the Zman Krishma. You could put on Tefillin Mishiyakir, and then you lay Krishma 15 minutes, a half an hour later. So that's the reason why he put on Tefillin first, and then he lay Krishma after that. If Rav Chiya bar Ashi is telling us an Eidus, he's telling us attesting to a situation, he's not just telling us Masalach, and Uvdav Tzadikim, oh, I was once there, and this is what Rav did. He's trying to teach us a Dvar Halacha. And if it wasn't Zman Krishma yet, of course he didn't lay Krishma, because it's not Zman Krishma. Why would Rav Chiya bar Ashi be telling this whole thing? So Gemara, not nishkeferlich, it could be Taka, you're right, it was not the Zman Krishma yet, and Rav Chiya bar Ashi is not talking about Tefillin and Krishma. His real focus was on the Umavarech Umasnilon Pirkin, that first he said Birchas HaTorah, and then he taught us Ashir in Mishnah. So what's the chiddush there? Remember, a few days ago we had in the Gemara a four-way machlokes. Well, do you have to have only for Mikra? Do you have to have for Medrash? Do you have to have for Mishnah? Do you have to have for Talmud for the Gemara? He's coming to tell you, I, Rav Chiya bar Ashi, saw Rav with my own eyes that before he went and gave the perek shir on Mishnah, he made a brocha. Kamash malan, the Mishnah nami tzarech levarach. But mikol mokum frayti mo abakash l'rav, tach shver. Here Rav, in the first case, kore krishma l'anach tefillin. And the second case, he put a tefillin and he kore krishma. Everything in Mara shlucha hu di avis, it's a shliach that messed up. What does that mean? Avad and Avad, Rav holds that you should go and first put on your tefillin and then lay in Krishma, like it said by the mice of the Choyfer Kuch Lemais. Avad is first supposed to go put on the tefillin and then say Krishma. And that's what Rav Chiya bar Ashi did. He first put on the tefillin. Rav Chiya bar Ashi's story about Rav, that Rav was Manach Tefillin, Mahadha Kari Krishma. Why in the first story that we started off Rav Mashiach, the Kari Krishma of Anach Tefillin, it's talking about that there was a Shliach that was going to bring the tefillin for Rav. And unfortunately, he delayed. He came late. It's already Zman Krishma. So Rav says, I can't wait any longer. It's soon going to pass. Then he already announced the first man, the Magen Avraham Zman, and the Vilna Goyim's man, 903, 945. It's going to soon be Kolu Kola Kitzen. I'm going to miss Zman Krishma. That's why it's called a Krishma, not a Tzvillin. Because he didn't have the Tzvillin with him. If you look at Rashi, Shlucha Hudi Avis, Rashi is about 15 lines from the bottom of the Ovid. Hashliach Kilkel, Sheicha, he delayed. Lahavi Loi Tzvillin, Meikara. That's when he gives Zman zman krishma. Who is got likrois krishma yavra zman. V'chimat yishluch and etvel. Then he put it on. So what's the whole chiddush? Of course, it's coming to tell you the other dinim that we learned. Okay, last two lines. Amr ula. This was finish off. Kol hakoyde krishma v'loy tefillin. The person who's laid tefillin, arranged krishma without tefillin, kiva made edus shekhe ba'atzmai. Now, edus shekhe ba'atzmai learns Rashi. It's not talking about ba'atzmai, about himself. But, says Rashi, lishna ma'alya. Lishna ma'alya means klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told every yid, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to go and put on your tefillin, because it says, ukshatum lo yisayidach, ukshatum lo yisayidach, he's saying the whole parasha of Krishna without putting on the tefillin. He's made etcheker ba'atzmai, he's saying as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, what he says is fake news. You don't have to put in your tefillin, you'll put on the tefillin later. So that's the made etcheker, not ba'atzmai on himself, but Kodesh Baruch. As we learned back in Kodshim, every time you bring a Karm Oyle, you have to bring a Minchas Nesachim. And every time you bring a Zevach, like for the Shlom, you also have to bring Nesachim. The Chori, you could have said, Oyle Blei Mincha Unesachim. Rashi already asked that Kasha. Rashi says that the reason why we say Oyle and Mincha and Zevach Nesachim is because we want to quote the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Pasuk Zayin here in the bottom. El Me'ad Hashem Shetikro Yisem Mikro Yikoyish LaHakrav Isha LaHashem Oylu Umincha Zevach Unesachin Var B'Yayin B'Yayimai. So a person that puts on, says Krishma, without tefillin, he's missing the essential additive. You have to do the two together, the Oylu with the Mincha Zevach Unesachin. You have to do your Krishma whilst you're wearing tefillin. Have a wonderful day. I get in Shabbos one and all. Yes, Rabbi.